Mayor, may I report on Tuesday, July 3rd, at the request of our business administrator, we formed a committee probably in the beginning of the summer in reference to visiting the parking situations that we've been faced with in the city of Margate. In attendance at the meeting was our business administrator, Roger McLernan, our zoning official, Rich Patterson, our chairman of our planning board, myself, and our chief of our police. And we had a very good discussion, and we've assigned certain duties to certain individuals to do some investigative work. And a part of the discussion was for us to look at both private, meaning private entity-owned parking lots, plus what parking lots the city owns, public parking lots. We talked about kiosks and fee parking. We also talked pretty much in detail of our existing ordinances and what exists, because through the years, I'm sure there's been parking ordinances that we're not really aware of. So we're going to look at that. We're going to look at all options. There were some recommendations put on the table. I know the chief is looking at our impound lot as a possible opportunity to create a public parking space between Decatur and Benson off of Monmouth Avenue. We've had private entities that own private parking lots within the city of Margate interested in their off business hours, making it available to the private citizens and visitors that come to the city. So the discussion has started, and we have some details to work out. We're going to meet again, I think, in the next 2 weeks, once we know the inventory that exists in the parameters of the city of Margate, and we're going to try and have some offerings and understand what we can do to move forward to create some spots. The one thing that the public's here, and I'm not sure if anybody from the public has questions with parking, but the three commissioners up here, with the guidance of our business administrator, understand the cost of the parcels of land in the city of Margate. And we're custodians of your tax dollars. And we're not here to spend money buying parcels that cost a lot of money. We're looking in a different venue, what city-owned property we have that we can convert and possibly open up land. We all live on a barrier island, and we understand parking is very limited 10 weeks of the year. The rest of the time, we're pretty free to park anywhere. So we want to help our business community. It's very important to us to support our business community, but at the same token, we have to be custodians of taxpayer dollars, and it's not carte blanche to just go out and buy open parcels of land. I know former administrations attempted to do that, and there was a lot of rebuttal from the public. So we're trying to look in different ways and look into all the possibilities that we have. So we did talk a lot about kiosk parking. We see that in a lot of other towns. They make it a lot convenient. I'm not one in favor of charging people for parking. That's just my personal feelings. But moving forward, the committee will continue to meet and come up with some resolutions and hopefully present it to the public moving forward. I thank you, Mayor.
Hi, your name and address, please.
I'm not a resident of the island, but what I'd like to...
Get up.
just to piggyback on your comment...
Name and address?
Your name and address.
Oh, Allison Cozzolino in Linwood, New Jersey.
Address, please.
No, because I don't want you guys coming to my house.
Guaranteed we won't.
No, just put it on Francis Avenue. My concern, and I sent a letter or an email to you 2 years ago that was forwarded to the chief of police regarding the illegal parking on Atlantic Avenue and Ventnor Avenue that has really gotten to the point, You're shaking your head, so you know what I'm talking about.
We had that discussion the other day.
So what is being done about...
I want to turn it over to our chief.
Let her finish.
No, I'm just going to say is I just wanted to know, you know, I sent the email 2 years ago. Here we are 2 years later, and it's still the same problem, and it's even worse. I was brought up that if you're going to complain, offer a solution. And I had offered a solution that was very simple. Ventnor and Longport do it. Paint the curbs yellow, put the yellow markings on the pavement, and, you know, ticket these cars that are illegally parked. And I was told that it would be unmargate-ish to do that, and we would lose over 100 plus, not by you.
I can't remember that one.
That the city would lose over 100 plus parking spaces, which I thought was ironic because they're not parking spaces to begin with. So where do we stand about dealing with this problem?
But we've looked at this, and the police department takes the approach. Back, I can't even say how many years ago, when the city took the federal grant to restripe Atlantic Avenue, it was done to the letter of the law, which is 25 feet from the corner, which leads us to, we would in fact lose over 160 parking places. Right now, parking is at a shortage.
They're not parking spaces. I mean, you have a valid driver's license like everybody in this room. You know you cannot park 15 feet from a corner.
Can I finish, please? We take the approach, we use the term strike a balance. So if a Mazda Miata parks in that spot, it doesn't affect the site triangle.
I disagree with you.
Well, we're going to agree to disagree.
It's really not even, I'm letting it, this is really not a question and answer period. So if you'd make your comment, I will have the police chief respond to it.
So we try to strike a balance, and my officers advise to use discretion. If a Mack truck parks there, they enforce it. If a Mazda Miata parks there and it's not a hindrance, it doesn't create a site triangle issue, we leave it alone. I can't afford, as the chief of police, nor can the city afford, to lose 160 parking places. That's my answer.
It's a state statute. They're not parking spaces to be lost.
It's actually discretion. It doesn't have to be enforced.
So in other words, you're apt to put pedestrians further into the intersection because the cars are parked.
Comment, not questions, please. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I'm making a comment. You're causing pedestrians who have a difficult time crossing Ventnor and Atlantic Avenue to begin with, to be standing in these intersections. So again, it's very dangerous. And the fact that you take a discretionary approach on the safety of not only those people who live here, but those people who are coming here, is very disturbing.
Mayor, can I respond to that one?
When she's finished.
I'm sorry. We do not, if it involves the crosswalk, we take aggressive enforcement action. 99.9% of the time, it does not involve the crosswalk, and it does not impede the travel of the pedestrians going across Atlantic Avenue.
Well, as I can see, the chief of police doesn't going to budge. But as the council of the city who oversees the safety and everything, do you agree with that? And maybe you need to reevaluate that position because it's becoming the Wild West out there. You cannot pull out from the side streets without pulling into the little lane that is designated for bicycles and walkers. So I've had people literally bang on the front of my vehicle because I'm in their way because I'm trying to inch out to see around these vehicles so I don't run them over trying to pull onto Atlantic Avenue. So therefore, it's not a balance here. It's becoming very disturbing out there to have this situation becoming to this point where people are physically hitting my vehicle because they think I'm in their way.
Thank you. Ma'am, I think it's an item that we can pass on to the parking committee and be part of that, and they'll look at that. Is that okay with you?
We've had discussions.
Okay. Thank you.
Sewell, 22 West Drive, following up on the comments of Commissioner Amadeo, I think the parking situation in Margate is best described as trying to put 10 pounds of manure in a 5-pound bag. And the chief does an excellent job of striking that balance. But, the beach block folks who have that 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. parking ban, Now, I realize you'll ruffle some political feathers if you were to pull those stakes up. But you know, Vendor has parking on both sides of all their beach blocks. So I would carefully evaluate that, and that would give you additional parking spaces.
We are.
So, I mean, this is, I think you'd have to take some flack. But once again, they'd learn to live with it. I mean, this is an artificial constraint. It's not a situation off-season. It is only the 10 weekends where everybody makes their gravy during those 10 weekends. And if you want to make it to where it's uninviting to come into Margate, well, you'll have the Burgermeister bent out of shape in short order. So, I mean, you have to strike that balance. And if the balance is fairly reasonable, I think it, you know, you should have that latitude to permit, you know, where there's virtually no parking, some exceptions, provided, you know, as the chief said, your line of sight is not impaired. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Ed Berger, 9402 Amherst. On the parking issue, the mayor at the last meeting asked us in the Business Association to come back with them a couple of representatives that were approved by the MBA membership. We have two, myself and Roz Tynan, who's here. And we would like to let you know that as you have your parking committee meetings, that we're willing and able to participate in that from a business standpoint, as the mayor requested earlier. It's hard for me to make comments on parking because I have issues near my own home that I have to deal with, and I'm going to sit down and not discuss it as part of this particular conversation. But I would like to make it clear that we create a lot of our own problems when it comes to parking. And I think that it's critical that as we start looking at these issues, that we look at that as perhaps as one of the most paramount things that we need to deal with as we're moving forward. So thank you.
Thank you.